3570 today.
Well, it was just last Friday when President Obama said we're not out of the woods yet. He was referring to the swine flu, or H1N1 as it affectionately is called, thanks to the World Health Organization and the slaughtering of so many pigs around the world. Now we're hearing, at first, the beginning of last week is optimism running rampant. In Mexico, people are out and about again, especially Mexico City, because so many people had closed things down, the churches, the factories, the town square, all that stuff, the plaza where normally it'd be teeming with people, the sporting events, people weren't there, they were shut out, all that sort of stuff, and it was a city of ghosts and masks is what it was. So, geez, now it's looking better. And we get this message that, no reason, it's not a pandemic. Don't panic. It's not that many people. Think of the thousands who have died from straight up other strains of flu. So which is it, CDC and World Health Organization? Can you get on the same page? Check this out. American High, by the way. Kate Delaney here all the way through the next 2 hours. Swine flu now, we're told, is spreading so fast, so far, so rampant, that we have to stop counting each individual case. So if you come down with the swine flu, you're not even counted, rather, as a case. They say it's the tip of the iceberg. Yeah, the deputy director with the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, she jumped in front of the mics and said, this is the tip of the iceberg, baby. Someone says tip of the iceberg to me, it means it's not a good thing. Unless it's used in a positive light. Well, you see the money rolling in for this charity? It's just the tip of the iceberg, baby. Usually, though, when someone refers to the tip of the iceberg, it's usually negative. It means something negative. The CDC has confirmed 2,000 cases in 43 states and Washington, D.C. 3 deaths, 94 hospitalizations. Right? 700 more cases suspected, probably. Flu spreading quickly, although it is mild in the U.S. But the virus is circulating, to be sure. So this is what's so weird. Panic or not panic, think you could get the swine flu, send your kids to school, don't send them to school. You know, there's no hard and fast rule here, it seems. You have to decide for yourself. Does anybody know anybody who caught this H1N1 in Connecticut? In California, listen to me anywhere. If you do, call me, 800-259-5791. I guess what the deal is with the CDC is they don't want people to stop washing their hands. Remember the precautions, wash your hands, be careful with your personal hygiene, that sort of stuff. And that's part of what I think it is. That's what I think it is. They're tracking this virus. And they're trying to figure out ways to thwart it, but ultimately you're talking about a vaccination, right? You had a toddler, a pregnant woman, each suffering from several other things when they were infected with the virus, and they're doing all kinds of studies right now because you got to somehow maneuver your way around who gets what and what are the symptoms and, you know, all that stuff, the risk factors, whatnot. In Canada, as we have people listening to us in Canada, they had their first death from swine flu on Friday, a woman in her 30s. And she had other medical conditions. So I guess there is a thread to this. If you've got something else you're suffering from, and you get slammed with the swine flu, chances are it's going to be tough to fight some of this off. And it's mostly older people and younger people pretty much at this point, the people that seem to be at the most risk and who are coming down with it. Oh, please. Here's what the bottom line is. They don't know. There's a ton of stuff they don't know. That's it. Fever, chills, headache, sore throat, cough, body aches, lack of appetite, diarrhea, whatever. And if you feel ill, they say you can stay home from work. Well, really, thanks. Or school. Because you can, of course, give the virus to somebody else. If you cough or somehow there's something that you haven't realized what you've done, somebody else could pick it up from you. And I love, too, at the warnings, if you go to the CDC, what they say. Follow me on this. If you exhibit symptoms and believe you may have swine flu, call your physician before making a trip to see him or her, then follow advice on how to proceed. Yeah, I'd love to be on the other end of that call. I think I have the swine flu. How dangerous is this? What's going to happen to me? No, it's not going to be, the conversation's not going to go down that way at all. At all. And, you know, would you stay home at this point if swine flu spread to your area? I've asked similar things before because we're getting all these mixed messages. Are we taking precautions? Ooh, this is the tip of the iceberg. Well, which is it? You can't have it both ways. Are you trying to scare us to death? Or just being sure to cover your rear ends that you can't be too light on the subject, because what if it gets worse? So who do you believe in this? It's ridiculous. I mean, it's like an ever evolving thing, and it's never said, listen, what if somebody went in front of the microphone and said, listen, this could be a really, really bad thing. We just don't know where it's going. You got to hang with us. I know I have these medical degrees on the wall, and I have all this experience, but there's no definites in this game. So here's the swing of this, this, and this, and I don't really get the sense that's what's happening here. All right, sad story on the day. An Army sergeant shot and killed five other soldiers. This all following a fight at a counseling center on a military base in Iraq. The attack, of course, highlights the problem of combating stress and some of the terrible morale among soldiers who have had way too many combat tours. Even though they gallantly have served, many of them willingly want to come back, there is a time where you have to have a break mentally from the things that you're enduring. And this is awful. They're looking into it. They have to let the people know back home who was killed, and then ultimately, of course, tell them the horrible story and what they know. There's no words to describe this. It's just god-awful is what it is. Somebody there serving, they're exhausted, they're in the desert, who knows what happens, they're in harm's way every other day, whatever. And then they're shot by one of their buddies. And they knew something was wrong with him because they took a weapon off him originally. Then he returns and kills all these people. What was it that drove him to do that? And the people he killed, we don't even know this. Were they workers at the clinic? Were they there for counseling? I think it's kind of mixed from what I understand, but you have to wait till it's officially released. Because people were getting help. And this number of stress cases keeps growing. You know, if you ever watch any of the old MASH series, remember Corporal Klinger was always trying to get out and dress like a woman and the whole thing, that whole idea. And it was ha-ha funny MASH stuff. But really, I mean, how many of these guys just want to get out because they're fatigued? Or how many others are there and they're putting it out, man, every day? Everybody's trying. They should have a place where they can go to unburden themselves and not get killed. What do you think, America? 800-259-5791. Do you like the way we treat our vets? I'm going to say big fat no.
General, we've spilled the same blood in the same fight.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make a change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Walks further down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, it's a bullet rip to the side of the beat. Yeah. Another one bites the dust.
All right, I got a couple of quick emails here. I'm going to slide in because it's on what we're talking about. This combat stress. Hey, everybody. Kate, hanging with you here on America Tonight. 800-259-5791. Are we really shoving our vets in a corner and not doing enough to help? Now, some of the veterans that have gone to the newer facilities and some of the doctors and people coming in and out have been upgraded. There are things that are working a little bit better since those exposés a couple of years ago in the Washington Post. But ultimately, all in all, I think that we let our vets down. We do. As a people, we let them down, and there has to be something that can be done. Yes, there are people reaching out. There are people who do all kinds of things, like did the stuff with getting the phone cards to send them to the troops so they could call their families anytime. There are companies that have donated things. There are people that are shipping things over to the various bases. Yeah, absolutely. So don't get me wrong. There's some wonderfully generous Americans. But from the point of view of ultimately what happens to the vet when they come back, I don't think that we are doing a great job. If I had to grade it, because we're all about grades, right? It's just like presidents waiting for their approval ratings. And I like the small scale. So if it's 1 to 10, 10 being the best, 1 the worst, I'm going to say we're pushing a 5. We're pushing a 5 because it's too much shuttling around. It's too much, and I understand that it becomes a business, but it's too much improper care to me. And whether it's mental care or whether it's physical care, and the thing with the mental care, the stigmatism that becomes attached because, of course, you're supposed to puff out your chest and you're the biggest, the boldest, the baddest, and you got to be that way. I mean, you guys know what I'm talking about. When you're in these situations, you got to be the biggest, the baddest, the boldest. Pretty tough, though, to sit across from someone in a chair or a group and admit to this stress and crazy things you're thinking and whatever. And certainly, you know what? They should be able to. There should be no problem with being able to unburden yourself. Of course, saying that, any one of us could be the same way as far as talking and getting help at all for anything we're mentally struggling with. The stigmatism somewhat has lifted, but has it really lifted in the military? And more has to be done. More has to be done just flat out to help the people who have served and the people who are serving. But you know what? That takes money. And we have a government that is how much in debt? And now you look at where these budget cuts are going to be made, and defense is going to lose a ton of do-re-mi. So we need to reorganize the priorities. If Obama, for example, is getting so involved with the private sector and asking for a leg up from the private sector and a couple of other things, why not on this one? Why not on this one? I can't think of anything better to do with excess, I'll call it runoff money, with runoff money. But the problem is there are so many charities, so many people that need help. In the case of the veteran, what have they done to help you and me? Well, think of all the wars and think of what would happen if we had no military. What would happen in these days? If we had nobody volunteering, I don't care if they're doing it partially because they're interested, but they want to go through school, whatever it is. If they're not there, if they're not in the heart of all this for us, where do we go from here? I mean, this is why we have the tag we have in a country that's not even 300 years old. What about half of these allies? They don't have the power, the ability to do what the United States is able to do. So I'm going to say this. I agree with a couple of people who have emailed. This one is from Bart. Bart says, Kate, I served 4 years in the Gulf. I watched a lot of guys around me crumble, and frankly, it is just one of those things. Very tough for a man to admit when he's down. When he's down because his wife dumped him, his girlfriend left him, he's not getting any love from back home, and he's feeling really low. Okay? Yeah. Here's another one from JP. Kate, long time, have not called in a while. Promise I will. But I have been listening. Love the show. Gotta say, for people who haven't listened to you, you always stick up for the vets. That's a good thing, my dear. You must have some in your family. And I'm going to say, yeah, I do. I have had a lot of family members who have served, mostly in the Navy, but not all Navy, and some other branches as well. And in different wars, different capacities, that kind of stuff. And I think they, you know, especially those that in my family that saw combat, they don't really want to talk about it. That's true. Because if it was really bad, they just kind of try to block out that whole memory. But I don't care what war somebody served in. And then especially now with the way the wars are won and waged and whatnot, there's got to be some place where you can sag in a chair and just let it out. Just say whatever it is. Big, little, whatever. So in this case, and this is the roundabout way in talking about the soldier, that the soldier that's being held, by the way, in these killings was a clinic patient. And I think I've mentioned that. So dealing with that combat stress stuff, and it's just terrible. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and now these people will have to be notified that their relatives no longer of this earth. Awful. It's the sixth time, too, and I think I said this once earlier in the show. Sixth time that we've had somebody in the military killed by another service member since the launch of Operation Iraqi Freedom. And that in 2000, March of 2000. Very, very, very tough. Obviously, Robert Gates, the defense secretary, upset about it and feels horrible, regret, I'm sure. And the same with Barack Obama, as well. Coming up on the show, don't forget we still have the Daily Salute and some odds and ends to get to. Also, birthdays this day in history. Interesting story, sad story, too, as well. I don't want to make this all doom and gloom. In fact, we're going to have some fun later in the week. I'm giving away some books called The Match, and you have a chance for an incredible grand prize. I'm going to unveil what that is tomorrow. And I know it's definitely happening because I have the grand prize. They're mailing it to me anyway. The company is. So let's say it's big but powerful. How's that for a hint? I don't think anyone will be able to guess it. The airline that was involved in that February plane crash, the fatal one in a place called Clarence outside of Buffalo, supposedly the pilot didn't have the right training to handle the emergency that ended up bringing that plane down. And he also might have been fatigued on the night of the crash, as was the co-pilot. Continental Connection Flight 3407, that was the flight, was operated by Colgan Air. And it smashed into a house in outside of Buffalo, February 12th, 49 on board, one in the house, 50 altogether. Now, investigators are saying the crash resulted from the pilot's error, incorrect response to the drop in speed. He overrode the emergency system, the stick pusher, which would send the plane into a dive so it can regain speed and avoid the stall. But he hadn't had any hands-on flight simulator training for a stick pusher emergency. Now, the company itself is rebutting that statement, saying that he had classroom instruction. The Federal Aviation Administration actually doesn't require pilots to receive a stick pusher demonstration on a flight simulator. And the company, that's what the company's saying anyway. So then I'm going to put this back on the FAA. How complicit are they? What do they know about these trainings, and how lax are some of the documentation that they need? I mean, this guy failed check rides 5 times. And occasionally, the tests of pilot proficiency. And, of course, that wasn't revealed on the application. And he failed, the last failed ride, I guess, check ride, they call it, happened 16 months before the crash. Performance on the check rides, and what do they put into the pilots? The training, the experience, what is it that they're looking for? Pilot fatigue, is that a factor? It's ugly. They're going to do a 3-day hearing on the crash starting on Tuesday, the National Transportation and Safety Board. I'll be curious who trots out what. They're going to definitely have a history of this captain. I'm sure they're going to look at that backwards and forwards. So is it the FAA? I think you have to hold the FAA partially responsible for this. 800-259-5791, America Tonight.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of 2 parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition, Shentrition.com. Or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. preparers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, The 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Blunder of the day. Check this out. You know, you're just down on your luck, man. You got to make some money somehow. So you decide, they won't miss this. When I say they won't miss this, yep, a Michigan postal worker didn't go postal, but he admitted to stealing $20,000 worth of first class stamps in September, and he was trying to sell them on an auction site to other customers to help pay his mortgage. Duh. Now he's in more hot weather. So this 42-year-old out of Macomb, Michigan, they have an arrest warrant issued for him. He was an employee since 2003. He, of course, resigned after he was confronted at the end of April. And he's making arrangements to turn himself in. He's the deputy special agent in charge, Breck Nolan, of the UPS office. UPS, the USPS office. Easy for me to say after a glass of Crystal Light. Of the inspector general, said that the guy admitted to stealing stamps that were being shipped to retail stores and that he used the bucks he made from selling them off to make those behind mortgage payments. Wow. That's too bad. He had gone to, it was actually eBay. It's too bad in the sense that, what are you thinking, dude? What are you thinking that they're not going to somehow trace this back to you? The scam is not going to last. And it must have in the beginning, you know, as always, in the beginning it's okay. And then somebody finds out or you get too greedy or whatever. And $20,000 if you're paying back mortgage really isn't a lot of money. But to him, of course, it was a lot of money, and this was a way to finagle the system. But they're going to nail you for that. I don't know how. And, you know, since I don't know his system and how he was doing it, I'm assuming he was trying to get any trace to him, you know, remove any doubt from people's minds. But obviously something was peculiar or a little bit off, and it was sensed and picked up in these investigations. Ugh. I don't know, Donovan, I don't know about you, but there's sort of like this unwritten code with me. Even if I wanted to steal something, I just can't go there, man. I just can't steal anything. I used to work in a clothing store when I first got out of college, and it was similar to like a Land's End kind of place. It was called The Lodge, and there would be people that worked there that would try to steal clothes. It would put the clothes underneath the clothes that they had on and put their clothes back on top of them, or just take things, like think they'd go missing and nobody would notice or whatever. And I thought, man, even if I needed a new pair of jeans or whatever, I just can't go there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I would have to really wonder, is it really worth the cost, essentially, of getting caught and losing your job at the very least?
No, and see, that's what I think. So this guy has this pressure. Geez, I got to pay my mortgage. What am I going to do? I have no way to pay this mortgage. What am I going to do? You can just, you know, see him lamenting over that. But, man, doing something dramatic like that now puts him right in the middle of a bad situation, becomes a horrific situation. Because now you're looking at jail time, stealing. And it's a whole different ballgame in the completely opposite direction. One thing to say, I'm going to take a bath on this house, I'm going to have to foreclose, I might have to do this, whatever, and I can get myself back up, I can pull myself back up. Another, to have to go to jail, to have to go through the system, to come out, and now, on top of everything else, you're a felon. You're a convicted felon, because I'm certain he'll get something for that. He's not going to get a pass. Oh, we understand, lots of people are struggling with money. Oh, no problem. Mm-mm. I mean, this is serious. He for sure will do some kind of time, and that right there, that changes his life, because once he's convicted, it's on the record, baby. Mm. Speaking of being on the record, Obama's gone on the record and he's praised the $2 trillion health care savings plan. This is something that's being discussed. It was one of the things that Obama ran on, that he was going to reform health care, and we've heard that before from former presidents. We saw what happened certainly with the Clintons. They didn't get a lot of, or Hillary Clinton, she didn't get a lot of support or the kind of support she needed. So now you take the most unlikely bedfellows, medical, insurance people, and mix them up in the same room and start to have these discussions about what you can do. Because a lot of people are worried that the Democrats are going to push a comprehensive health care reform, a one component deal. And that means a lot of the insurers, baby, they would be out. It's tough to completely ignore what's going on here, because you got to, what was happening is the president kind of was being pitched $2 trillion in projected health care savings over the next decade, which would be tremendous because of the shift in the population. Mm. I'm going to say it's kind of pie in the sky-ish, because I was reading some of the tenets of it, the preliminary things that would be, you know, would be part of this. For example, if Medicare payments are used, a public plan open to all folks, and employers would enroll about 131 million people, up to 119 switching from private health insurance to the public option, and that's about 70% of those in the private insurance system. But it's only open to individual people, self-employed small businesses. So how many people jump to that? That's what you have to figure out. I mean, healthcare is long overdue for some kind of a overhaul. Certainly not where we go to socialized medicine, because we've heard from our friends across the border even that that's really, in their opinion, not the way to go, based on what they've seen with doctors and hospital and care. Not that there aren't any good doctors in Canada, but there are also doctors who are just shoveling people through. Do you want that for your health care? I don't think so. Hey, Donovan, let's let people hear what Barack Obama had to say about health care reform, if you would.
When it comes to health care spending, we are on an unsustainable course that threatens the financial stability of families, businesses, and government itself. And this is not news to the American people, who over the last decade have seen their out-of-pocket expenses soar, health care costs rise, and premiums double at a rate four times faster than their wages. Today, half of all personal bankruptcies stem from medical expenses. And too many Americans are skipping that checkup they know they should get, or going without that prescription that would make them feel better, or finding some other way to scrimp and save on their health care expenses. What is a growing crisis for the American people is also becoming an untenable burden for American businesses. Rising health care costs are commanding more and more of the money that our companies could be using to innovate and to grow, making it harder for them to compete around the world. These costs are leading the small businesses that are responsible for half of all private sector jobs to drop coverage for their workers at an alarming rate. And finally, the explosion in health care costs has put our federal budget on a disastrous path. This is largely due to what we're spending on Medicare and Medicaid, entitlement programs whose costs are expected to continue climbing in the years ahead as baby boomers grow older and come to rely more and more on our health care system. That's why I've said repeatedly that getting health care costs under control is essential to reducing budget deficits, restoring fiscal discipline, and putting our economy on a path towards sustainable growth and shared prosperity. So we as a nation are now spending a far larger share of our national wealth on health care than we were a generation ago. At the rate we're going, we are expected to spend one-fifth of our economy on health care within a decade. And yet we're getting less for our money. In fact, we're spending
more. All right, so that's a big chunk of what Obama had to say. I wanted you to hear it so you got a better sense of what's being proposed. Hey, you can't turn a deaf ear on somebody who's pitching a $2 trillion in projected health care savings. You got to listen to it. So what happens with the insurance? What happens? I have a lot of questions. What happens to the doctors? Do they ultimately decide to do other things because you're taking so much money out of the doctor's pocket? Somebody said to me, oh, $33 billion out of the doctor's pocket. Who do you want to operate on you? Do you think they're going to leave anything inside of you if they do? You know, a lot of people don't have it, can't get it, can't afford it. What if you got the pre-existing condition thing? And the don't have it is very common anymore. Small businesses can't afford health care, so a lot of times you aren't even offered it. If you are offered it, it's not something you can really lean on and rely on. It's a rough place to go, a rough road to hoe. And then, of course, is the dreaded if something happens to you. The one thing I would say, and I don't rep any insurance company or push anyone or anything, but catastrophic insurance, if you can get that, if you have nothing else, you can't afford straight-up insurance, you've got to insure your kids instead, the money is sparse, whatever. Just get yourself, do yourself a favor and get a catastrophic policy, because at least if you have that, you're not completely wiped out. If you have some freak accident, you'll get worked on and you won't have to worry that, oh my gosh, you know, I broke my nose in this silly accident and it's going to cost me $15,000 and I don't have it. The answer is catastrophic, baby. So can they pull this off? Can all these people coexist? Yeah, that remains to be seen on what happens. And the scare is people do not want socialized medicine. They don't want everybody across the board to have the same thing, let's face it. And man, in the healthcare business, they don't like the insurance business and vice versa. Somebody told me once, you know what, the healthcare business, they're just as bad as parasites as anyone you can think of. Hang with us, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Odds and ends around the bend.
Responsible behavior is that.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
And ends here on America Tonight, and it includes this story, because we're all about numbers, baby, when it comes to this deficit, even though we really can't wrap our brains around this. Hey, it's Kate hanging with you here on America Tonight. You can shoot me an email at americatonight.net. A lot of people emailing me. That's terrific. You can also call the show. I know a lot of people work, and don't call when you're working. We know how that turns out in some cases. 800-259-5791. The number, still pretty new to a lot of people, 800-259-5791. I say this, too, all the time if you've listened to this show at any great length. You can manipulate numbers and polls and all that stuff to mean all kinds of things. But there's no manipulating, really, this number. The deficit is going to top $1.8 trillion. You know, if you broke this down, somebody said to me earlier, the government is going to have to borrow about 50 cents for every dollar that it spends this year. So that federal deficit, baby, $1.8 trillion. That's just an estimate. It could be worse than that. Oof. Look up trillion in the dictionary if you don't know what it is. And just expand your mind and try to think of what you could do with that kind of money. It's crazy. Crazy. Speaking of odds and ends, this kind of has gotten lost in the sauce. The whole Enron deal. Oh, yeah, you remember Enron. I guess because there's always another scandal around the corner. Well, the former chief executive officer for Enron, remember the guy, Jeff Skilling? He wants the U.S. Supreme Court to review convictions for his part in the giant that it once was. It was once actually the nation's seventh largest company. Do you believe it? And all smoke and mirrors, baby. Not originally. They definitely had built something there, but then got greedy. You know, that whole Gordon Gekko thing, greed is good. Well, greed kills, and it did kill in this situation. So Skilling's attorney is doing the appeal thing, filed Monday, asking for the highest court to consider whether the federal honest services fraud statute was applied correctly. Well, they pulled that out of thin air, didn't they? In February, there was a kind of a similar claim, but it was rejected without a hearing even. It happened in the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans. Skilling was hoping that the city of New Orleans, after reviewed it, after a 3-judge panel said there were basically grounds to uphold all 19 of his 2006 convictions of conspiracy, securities fraud, insider trading, and lying to auditors involving the 2001 collapse of Enron. You know, Skilling is on a slow boat. He is serving a 24-year prison term that'll get reduced after a federal ruling, blah, blah, blah. But it's a lot. I mean, you know, you got to remember this. He's being punished for the accounting tricks and business deals that led to the loss of thousands of jobs, thousands, and about $60 billion from Enron stock, and more than $2 billion in employee pension plans after the company imploded. He screwed up a lot of lives. I've shed no tears for Jeff Skilling. I wonder if the Supremes will hear it, and I don't think so. If they do, don't expect any big, giant reversal. Because it's doubtful that that's going to happen. You know, and speaking of destroying people's lives, because of the situation we're in now, where unemployment's almost at 1%, you know, traditionally the summer is the family vacation thing, where whether you're just going someplace kind of close, but you're going away for a week or long weekend, you go somewhere, cabin somewhere, a house somewhere on a lake, something, right? But now they're talking about the fact that, you know, these again are polls, but in the recent poll, number of people that are vacationing down significantly. A third of Americans that actually took the survey say they already canceled one trip because of financial concerns. Only 42% of Americans plan some kind of a leisure trip this summer. That's down from 49% who said they plan to take a summer trip. And this was an AP Ipsos poll that they did in May a couple of years ago. So, I mean, what does that tell us? It tells us that a lot of people are pinched and can't justify throwing money out on a vacation when it has to be earmarked for other things. That's tough because everybody needs a vacation. I am definitely a person who waves the flag of vacation. If you're working for somebody or even for yourself, at some point, it goes to the thing of not getting enough rest, mush brain, all that sort of stuff. You come back so much more refreshed. Even if you just take a long weekend somewhere, you've got to take it, man, if you can. But I think it's partially the money thing, or a big chunk of it is the money thing, because the doom and gloom headlines, and who wants to take a vacation in the middle of that? Big problem going on in Pakistan in odds and ends tonight. And we referred to it, I think, in our last couple of shows. But it is serious business when you've got so many refugees. Where do they all go? Displaced so far, this is just an estimate, but 360,000. That's a lot. So you've got food bowls, people in almost like these tent kind of cities. The U.S. giving $4.9 million worth of aid for the refugees. It's got to be hellish conditions with the amount of people. I've seen pictures. The pictures are pretty tough to see because you see kids and older people, etc. 360,000 people. And they, of course, register in the camps, so they have a pretty decent head count there. The UN is working in at least 5 camps with the new refugees. You know, and this is going to get worse before it gets better. And there's so many interesting facets of this. It's like I said, if you go to a calendar and look at Pakistan, look at Iran, look at Iraq, look at all those areas and just see how tight in some of the areas, how closely connected they are map-wise. And ultimately, the direction that the Middle East is headed in. Can you save Pakistan or does Pakistan go down at the hands of the Taliban? I can't answer this question. I can give philosophies. I can talk about things we've learned from people we've had on the air. But I can't answer that question. The Army has 12,000 to 15,000 troops. Also some foreigners and fighters that are there just to pitch in. I mean, that's the good news because as the Taliban gets closer, they're talking about 60 miles from the capital, Islamabad. I think that's too close for comfort, frankly. But where do these refugees go? I mean, do some of them get funneled into the United States? Do some of them get settled in other provinces, other areas? Man, this is a very, very tough call in trying to figure out what to do. And it's sad. I mean, you just see tent after tent after tent. Now, of course, the people who are fighting for survival and to get rid of the Taliban and anybody else that would blow themselves up in the corner and encourage kids to do that, to become martyrs and stuff. Well, the good news is they're trying to wage the war. And in Pakistan, that's what, as you know, if you listen to our last show a little bit, that's what has to happen. I mean, there has to be an awakening of these people. America cannot go every single place where there's a conflict. Physically, there's no possibility of that happening. And in particular, when we're talking about combat, being combat weary, and deploying over and over and over again, where are you getting these people? Where are we plugging these people in the military that you'll have more boots on the ground, more toys to use, whether they be in the air or on the ground or whatever, to try to figure out clever ways to kidnap the more radical element. But I think it's going to be a pretty big problem. Most of the people, too, want to go home. At this point, they're saying they just want to go home. They're not looking to go to the United States or somewhere else. Rest assured, 1 month from now when you flip the calendar, we'll be talking about this, and that number may even be double by the time it's all said and done. Don't forget, you can send me some snail mail, americatonight.net.
Yes.